Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul.
Man, I gotta tell you something. This is a good song. And I'm picky when it comes to music. I think the song has been out there for a couple of years. But this is the theme. This is what plays over the end credits of the movie Soul on Fire.
Till I am a soul.
I love the song. It plays very, very well at the end of the movie. And I was really hoping we were going to get John O'Leary. And I'm sure that John feels terrible because he is on an airplane. And I was communicating with him last night. I took my daughter to see the 7:30 screening of Soul on Fire. I had invites like crazy over the summer to see the movie. And I had some health issues, as many of you know. And I just could never get out to the theater. So Alexa knew the story. I had explained who John was and that John was a friend. And she knew a little bit about the story. I remember being out at our fire pit. Like, this was probably 3 years ago, and I was, unfortunately, I like fire quite a bit, I like my fire pit. I've done some irresponsible things in my life, but I told my daughter, I said, you know, you have to really be careful, and I told her John's story, and I remember texting John that night, you know, telling him that that made an impact. So she was extremely excited, and she loved the movie. We had a great time last night. Unfortunately, John is on an airplane. However, we got a guy that is a scene stealer in this film, Spencer Davis Milford, who plays Mike Bright. That's John's best friend and college roommate. And every scene that he's in, he makes an impression. Spencer, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for calling me a scene stealer. That's a high honor.
Well, and I found out that you were going to kind of pinch hit for John, and I knew exactly, you know, who you were because you were a scene stealer. Every time you kind of play a role here, you have to ground the young John O'Leary a little bit in your scenes, right? Just kind of bring him back to reality. You play a very important role in the story.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, we got to ground the real John O'Leary. He's off jet setting all over the country, you know?
I mean,
he's a celebrity now, so he's got to get the word out about this movie. He's doing an excellent job, and I hope people all over America are inspired. I know people in St. Louis are going to love this film, so I'm sure the rest of the country will too.
It's such a great story, and I've been familiar with it, and I've shared John's stories, you know, over the last decade and a half. But Spencer, let's talk about you a little bit and how you got involved in this. You're a St. Louis guy, right?
Yeah, that's right. I grew up in Webster Groves, actually on Hollywood Place. Right behind Mary Queen of Peace. So I think maybe I was destined to be in movies.
So you're a young guy. When did you become familiar with John's story and this project? And how did all that happen? Because it is kind of unique for a St. Louis actor to actually film a movie in St. Louis because we don't really get that very often. But we did have some tax credits that came in. And luckily, you were able to film the movie here, which had to be cool for you. But how did you get involved in the project?
Yeah, it was a huge, huge deal for St. Louis to get this movie. So I do a lot of theater acting. I grew up performing at the Muni, at the Rep, stages, theaters all over town. And I was actually doing a musical in Chicago when I got this audition. And it was for the best friend of John O'Leary. And I was like, oh my gosh, I know that name. And the more I talk to friends in St. Louis, they're like, oh, he spoke at this thing. That guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were super moved by his story. And once I got the audition, I knew that I really wanted to be a part of it. And thankfully, it all worked out. And we got to shoot it in St. Louis a couple of years ago. And we've all been anxiously waiting for it to be out in theaters. And it's finally here.
Obviously, John plays an important role because it's his story. But, I mean, he's an executive producer of the film as well. He was on set. I know that he was interacting with the actors. So what did you learn from the real John O'Leary?
Oh, man. I kind of learned that anything is possible if you actually set your mind to it. And sometimes you can't take no for an answer. This guy was told that he had less than 1% of a chance to live when he was 9 years old. And he made the decision right then and there that he wanted to live. And 5 months later in the hospital, he survived. And, you know, they told him, oh, you probably, you know, you can't be in construction. You can barely hold a hammer. And the guy had a successful construction company and now, you know, 2 best-selling novels and a major motion picture. And the guy keeps proving people wrong left and right. And he's one of those people that, you know, if he said, you know, run through this brick wall, he's the type of guy that could convince you to do it. And I'd do it for him right now.
Spencer Davis Milford is, he plays Mike Bright, John O'Leary's best friend and college roommate and business partner in the film. Have you ever, because I was trying to think of this, Spencer, have you ever seen the real John O'Leary not give you a big, wide smile? I don't think I have. He's always smiling, isn't he?
He's got the best smile in St. Louis, and now he's got the best smile in Hollywood. It's infectious.
How was it working with Bill Macy? Let me ask. And I feel comfortable in calling him Bill. Not that you were in, I don't know if you were in any scenes with him, so I'm not sure how much you did work with him, but there's a legend, right?
Oh, he's absolutely a legend. I finagled my way on the set when Bill was shooting his scenes. I had already shot most of mine, but I just wanted to be around him and watch the guy work. And he was so gracious. He was telling me old stories about growing up in the Chicago theater scene and growing up. Or he grew up with David Mamet doing Chicago plays, and
how awesome
he would bring
is that?
His ukulele. Oh, it's so cool! He would bring his ukulele to set, and he's like strumming tunes. And the next thing you know, he's sorry, got to go. And then he's on screen making everybody cry and making everybody laugh. He's a true legend, and he's just as good of a man as he is an actor.
See, I love to hear that. That's great. I've had, you know, I used to do a little bit of work with actors from a film critic perspective. So I would go to Hollywood and I would sit down and, you know, do interviews. And most of my experiences have been good. You know, every once in a while you have people have bad days where they're not into it. But you love to hear that about a guy like William H. Macy, because he really is one of the best character actors in the business. So obviously he plays, and let's explain this to people, he plays Jack Buck, and you're probably not even old enough to remember Jack Buck, are you, Spencer?
I'm not old enough to remember Jack Buck, but my dad definitely showed me his call for Ozzie's home run. I mean, go crazy, folks, go crazy. When we were playing whiffle ball in the backyard, that was definitely something that we would say when we hit a dinger, so... I definitely knew who Jack Buck was growing up. And then obviously Joe Buck, I'm a huge Cardinals fan, obviously, and a Blues fan, but Joe's call for those World Series games was, I mean, next level. It's hard to live up when your dad is a Hall of Famer, but I think Joe's killing it too.
Yeah. On the topic of Cardinals, did you get a chance to meet Ozzie Smith? He's got a nice little cameo in this movie.
Heck yeah. I met Ozzie on the field at Busch Stadium, and I was like, somebody's got to pinch me, man. I was shaking a little bit. He's obviously he's such a legend, but and then I met him again on the red carpet. I don't think he remembered me from the Busch Stadium pick, but I said the same thing. I just said, sir, you're a legend, thank you for everything you've done for St. Louis, and I'm so glad you're in this movie with us.
That is awesome. Yeah, you guys did the red carpet earlier this week, right? Here, did you do one in LA as well, or they basically did it here in St. Louis?
If they did one in LA, they didn't tell me, but, we did one in St. Louis, and it was gorgeous. The new Powell Hall. It was a perfect night. You know, we'd all been waiting 2 years to see this movie come out, and just the combination of, you know, the Hollywood stars coming in and people from St. Louis and John and his family. And it was incredible. Yeah. It was an incredible night.
Well, I was talking about this, Spencer, a little bit earlier on the show, and I can't think, and maybe there is a movie, but I can't think of another movie that has featured this many scenes. And look, there's been movies that have been set in St. Louis before, but this many scenes of the Arch, of downtown, of the Missouri Athletic Club. There's like 9 different locations that you shot. John's original family home, you know, you'll recognize there. It always kind of sucks when you see a film, and I get it because there's budgets and everything, but they're filmed in, maybe you're familiar with the location, and then they go to Toronto or Vancouver. You know, Georgia, a lot of things. And I get it, that's business. But thankfully, we had some tax credits. And, you know, John has told me that it was important for the director, once he started seeing what St. Louis was all about, and John started describing the story, he's like, oh, yeah, we got to film it here, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sean McNamara, the director, he fell in love with St. Louis, like many people do when they come and visit for the first time. And there was a world where this movie was going to get shot in Vancouver. And Sean McNamara said, absolutely not. We got to shoot it in St. Louis. And the whole film is such a love letter to St. Louis and to just the heart and soul of people in our town. And there's a lot of Easter eggs in the movie, too. A lot of the real life people that saved John's life and also made an impact on him are in the film. And it's kind of fun to watch when you know all the Easter eggs.
Give me a hint on those, because
every single scene.
I miss that. What I've told people is, even in the commercial that they're playing, I've seen a lot of marketing, John himself has a cameo as handing Joe Courtney, who plays John, his diploma at SLU. So Mr. O'Leary has a cameo. What are the other ones? Can you give me a couple of hints and people to look for?
Oh, there's a bunch. So there's a scene where Joel Courtney and Macy McClain, who plays Beth O'Leary, Joel's character, John, goes to see her while she's in class. And the teacher, the woman who's teaching her how to do like some physical therapy, is Beth O'Leary.
I didn't know that. I know the scene. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
John, can we agree? Ones. You know, you're younger, but do you know the phrase "outkicked your coverage"? Do you know that phrase?
Yeah.
Okay, I think John O'Leary outkicked his coverage. As cool a guy as he is, I mean, his wife is beautiful.
Oh, for sure. Beth is top notch, and you're right. John's such a lucky guy, and Beth is definitely someone who keeps him grounded. And you know, with all this newfound fame, she's going to have her work cut out for her for sure.
All right. Well, what else you got cooking in the acting world? Where do you live? Are you in Chicago, did you say? Is that where you live right now?
I was in Chicago. I'm actually up in New York. You know what? I'm to be honest with you, I'm hoping this movie gives me some momentum as an actor. So I'm up here auditioning, looking for the next gig. So if you know any movie producers, give them my number, because I'm looking for it. And hopefully they go and see Soul on Fire and they like my work, because I'm pretty proud of it. And I'm pretty proud of our movie, too.
You should be. And Spencer, I say this sincerely, not just to, you know, kiss your butt here, because, you know, when Fred told me, and I really was looking forward, I was communicating with John last night and, you know, sending him some pictures of my daughter. And I know that he's probably disappointed that he couldn't join me because we're friends. But when Fred mentioned your name, I didn't know your name, but I'm like, oh, yeah, that kid was great, because in every scene that you're in, you kind of play a pretty important role. I thought you were fantastic. So something tells me someone's going to see this and you're going to get some more gigs, and I can say we knew you when. But it's awesome that you're a Webster Groves, you know, kid, and that I was a little worried about you being in Chicago. That's why I asked, because we didn't want any Cubs influence there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spencer, you know, there's a vaccine for that,
absolutely
not.
Yeah, absolutely not. I'm a diehard St. Louisan. People who know me know that I rock a St. Louis shirt like every other day, if not every day. So I love my town, and the only reason I go elsewhere is to find more work and to rep St. Louis even harder. So,
I get it. Hey, you're going to have a great career. I can feel it.
Thank you for the kind praise.
Spencer Davis Milford, go see Soul on Fire. We'll talk again. I'm confident of it. Take care, Spencer. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
I'm telling you, this song is really, really good. We're coming back. We got audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.